Your business success depends on people. And if you can't influence your people, you won't have business success. Hey guys, Sastor Mateo here, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satori Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. Welcome to today's episode, which is our premiere of this experience together. And I want to start by sharing with you why and how we ended up here together. Now, before I do that, if you're listening to this right now, we're already bonded. We're already kindred spirits. Nobody who's not already a badass will listen to a podcast about being a badass. Are you with me? So, and I believe that a real badass also has the courage to tell the truth when they're half-assing things. Do you agree? I want this to be a place where entrepreneurs, business owners, and individuals just like you and I can connect with what truly matters and elevate our experience. The question is, how do we integrate our personal and professional life? Technically, I shouldn't be here. Now, at 16 years old, my mom, Sonia, is on the abortion table when my tiny little Spanish grandma walks in, takes her by the hand and says, "Honey, you don't have to do this. Go home." My mom, I mean, she's terrified, right? She's thinking, you know, what's my Italian Catholic dad going to say? Not only am I pregnant, not married, but to top it off, I'm pregnant with a Spanish dude. He's going to kill me. At that time, you know, during the 70s, Spanish and Italians, they were like cats and dogs. And my dad used to hide under the bed until my grandpa went to sleep and hide again in the morning until grandpa went to work. Now, when I was 5 years old, my mom and dad got divorced. My dad moved out and I stayed with my mom. And I remember several times standing in the kitchen, her looking at me, telling me, if I didn't have you, my life would have been so much better. I would have had a better education. Listen, I had to quit school because of you. And I would have a better job and make more money. So between hiding my underwear under the bed when I peed in my bed, which happened almost every night, or trying to wash them in the sink before she would notice, and getting myself dressed in the morning, walking myself to kindergarten, 20 minutes by myself in the snow in 20 below zero, to having my kindergarten teacher asking, "Is someone picking you up because, you know, we're closing?" To very often being home alone, looking out the kitchen window at night, crying and wondering, "Where's mommy? Is mommy coming back home?" Now, I remember tiptoeing, pleasing, working really hard to not inconvenience her or make her mad. I just wanted to be loved. I just wanted to feel like I mattered. Now, I don't hold that against her today. And you know what? You and I wouldn't be having this conversation, this moment right now, having this chat, had it not been for my mom. I mean, we can all ask for life to be easier, to be less painful. But my pain drove me to fill that void with answers. At 24, I live in Santa Monica, California. I'm a world champion in karate. I'm an owner of a successful martial arts school. But here's the thing. I noticed myself doing the very same thing. Tippy-toeing, being careful, and I was working really hard to not upset my clients. So here I am, right? A black belt in karate, and I could easily kick someone's ass at that point, right? I realized after teaching thousands of students, most of them came to me not because they wanted to learn how to kick and punch, right? Not necessarily. And I was working with kids and I was working with adults. And my youngest student was 6 years old. My oldest was like 69 years old. So even if that was fun and made them lethal, right, to be able to kick and punch, they wanted more focus, more discipline. They wanted to feel centered, to feel more confident. Right? They want to remove those mental blocks that were holding them back from being more successful in life and in business. And that's when I realized my true calling. I stopped teaching martial arts. I shifted my direction. I started focusing on elite mental performance to really help optimize my clients' lives. I realized that when we don't get the right signals from our brain, we'll make poor decisions. We'll be unproductive. We'll lose money and destroy key relationships. And I really wanted to be in control of my life so I could be a successful husband, like a successful father, a business owner, and have a great life. So I would read books, listen to audio cassettes, and that's how long ago this was. But most of the stuff I learned was surface stuff, intended to be motivational. But it didn't really go deep enough for me. So for many years, no matter how successful I was, no matter how many people's lives I changed, I fought to feel worthy of being here, to feel good enough, smart enough, successful enough. I was always like pushing and pushing to succeed, but I still felt empty inside. And here's the thing that I noticed. I started to see the same struggles in many of my clients. High-performing athletes, some of them were like Olympic gold medalists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, business owners, celebrities, and experts in many, many fields. And I'm almost curious. I really want to know why. I'm like, what causes all these really successful, high-achieving individuals to feel empty, to feel unfulfilled, to feel like something is missing? And no matter how much success or how much they accomplished, they never felt good enough, never successful enough. So it became my obsession to find the answers, the truth that I felt was controlling it all. So I went on a quest. I went to seminars, I bought courses, hired coaches, I joined masterminds. I literally spent close to $1 million over the years trying to find the answers. The problem was that all the personal development gurus or relationship experts or business leaders I listened to were either contradicting each other, right, or just trying to sell you the next thing. So they would never really reveal the truth. That makes sense? And one would say, you know, you have to think positive, while the other one would say, positive thinking doesn't work. Someone else would say, you know, to have a successful relationship, you have to give your partner what they want. And someone else would say, you know, if you give your partner what they want, they won't respect you. In the area of business, I would hear things like, if you want to grow your business, you have to hustle 24/7. While someone else would say something cliche like, don't work hard, work smart, right? And, you know, it's like, come on, right? Is that all you got? The truth is, with all the mixed messages and with all the confusion, I learned that there are principles, tested principles that work, that have been proven to work over time, and others that are just flat lies, right? But the one thing I realized is there are pros and there are amateurs, right? There are real masters and there are dabblers. You know what I mean? So if I really wanted to accelerate my growth in my personal life and my business, I needed precision. I needed focus and do what I had done when I mastered martial arts. The same thing. Because I know how to win. And I've been dedicating my whole life to mastery. So I created a plan that I was only going to give my clients the stuff that worked. I was only going to study the best in the world in relationships, business growth, neuroscience, marketing, sales, productivity, human behaviors, habits, you name it. I mean, I didn't stop there, right? I started to create systems in each of the categories that I saw would move the needle. Then I would listen to people, what a concept, right? And notice where they were struggling. And I would help them solve those problems. I would turn around marriages. I would help guys and girls to find and attract the perfect partner. I was called in when a family member wanted to commit suicide. And I became known as the relationship guru, as a turnaround expert for families. And I charged a lot of money for that. And people asked me, how do you do that? You know, so I became the high ticket guy, right? Teaching experts how to get highly paid for their expertise. And I would teach coaches and leaders how to coach. And most of them didn't really know how to communicate their message, so I helped them craft their message and position themselves so they could have a strong brand and attract the right clients. Later on, I became a best-selling author, so people wanted me to help them become best-selling authors. And the list goes on and on, right? I did this for a long time. I noticed as I started helping my clients that some would take on what I gave them right away. And they got great results quickly. But others would get overwhelmed. They would get stuck, and you know, very often they would get into a victim mentality, especially when working with couples, because they really wanted someone to blame, right? And I can't remember any time when I had someone reach out to me and say, hey, my relationship isn't working or my business isn't working, and I can totally see my part in this. No. That's not what happened, right? There was always something or someone to blame. Now, I needed to create something that would be more efficient and help my clients faster and more consistently. And I was thinking and testing. I was using up my savings. You know, I was not taking on a bunch of new clients because I wanted to focus on developing a system that would take care of our clients, and I wanted to be sustainable. I was so tired and frustrated with people being sold the next sexy thing just to end up sometimes in a worse place than they were when they started. And with no money left because they spent their last savings on this fantasy they were sold. Are you with me? Does that make sense? After 5 years of defining and refining through trial and error and putting every dollar of my own money into developing the system, we created precision-based growth. And I can now take any individual or business owner and in less than an hour map out exactly where the biggest struggle is, the exact roadmap to resolve it, and how to accelerate the process with the least friction and the most leverage of time and energy. And I quickly learned how to filter out the best from the mediocre. I removed the noise that would just distract me and all the outside demands trying to steal my attention, and I focused in on the vital few things that truly mattered. Now, this is why, as you continue listening to this podcast, I want you to know that I won't distract you or waste your time. I hate that stuff. Right? I noticed that for every business owner, entrepreneur, or expert I work with, there really are four areas directly impacting their success or failure. And the areas are relationships, business growth, health, and finances. So the success or failure in each area is in direct proportion to the other. So when they are unhappy or stagnant in one area, the other area suffers. That makes sense? Now, after creating precision-based growth and the principles around it, I was able to not only remove the friction and overwhelm in my life and in my business to a minimum, but I've also been able to work less and be able to be more present with my family and be able to focus on what works. Not always easy, right? We're always going to be pulled in different directions. We're always going to have demands on us, and it's always going to be distractions, but we need to learn how to take control of them. Now, taking control of my life and dominating my life rather than being dominated by it has been a very important focus of mine. And I know what it has done for my most successful clients as well. And I want the same for you. And this is why I decided to do this podcast. Now, how do we break free from mediocrity, overwhelm, apathy, to living a life we absolutely love without apologies in the truest sense, right? Because I want to introduce you to the cutting edge in business growth. Like, how do we maximize your influence? Like, how do you walk into a room and own it? How do you ethically negotiate to get what you want and still build deep relationships? How do you make offers that sell while remaining true to yourself? That's important. You agree? Now, how do you position yourself as the authority, as the most trusted advisor and expert in your field? And I also want you to know, I'm going to come here to this podcast together with you, and I'm going to contribute 25 plus years of my experience in the arenas of elite performance, relationship turnarounds, conflict resolutions, and how to maximize efficiency and the results in any area of life, but also bring in some of my friends, some of my colleagues, mentors, and some of my clients who are the best in the world, truly at the cutting edge on brain health, brain science, sleep, nutrition, movement, habits. Now, here's why. Because I believe if you want to sustain your business, sustain your message and personal life without breaking down, and you want to maximize your health and be full of energy, right? It all goes hand in hand with being a badass today, right? A badass business owner today, a badass mom, a badass dad or life partner. I mean, if you want to badass life and you don't want to settle for mediocrity, right? You don't want to settle for half-assed results. You got to take this on, right? You got to be true to yourself. I mean, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, hey, you know, I want to be half-ass, right? I want to be half-ass in business. I want to be half-ass in marriage. I want to be a half-ass parent, right? Nobody says that, right? I mean, you all wake up in the morning with an intention of wanting to be a badass. I mean, we want to be the best, right? We want to win. And so, if you want to know why I started this podcast, because so few of us have people in our lives that fight for our dreams, right? I know there are people out there that say they do, but when it comes down to showing up for real, you can probably count them on one hand, right? I mean, I know we all want clarity, we want simplicity. Yeah, but we live in a world of overwhelm and distractions, right? Massive distractions pulling for our attention all the time. And I know we want and we value success and we want to be the best, but still we reward mediocrity. We reward amateurism. Do you understand? Yeah, do you agree with what I'm saying? Can you see this in your own life? I mean, I don't know about you, but I know we want energy. We want focus. Right? We want to be efficient. Yet, so many are burned out and they're caught in the whirlwind of other people's demands and the daily to-dos. And we look for ways to escape. I believe we live in a world where many of us are so careful, so polite, and so tippy-toeing, being apologetic, worrying that people won't like us. And believe me, I mean, I did this most of my life. And when we do this, it stops us from being real. It stops us from being authentic. It stops us from our true nature. I know, like, what's missing is the real, raw, that unpostured, truthful leadership. And this podcast will give you that voice. Because your business success, in your life success, your fulfillment depends on people. And if you can't influence your people, you won't have business success. So if you want your business to grow, if you want your life to grow, your team, your family, your wealth, you have to master influence. You must know how to influence the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors of yourself and others. And this podcast will show you exactly how to do that. So listen, this brings us towards the end of our time together today, right now. And listen, if you want to achieve maximum growth, maximum profitability, maximum efficiency, and experience maximum impact in your business and your life, and create a deep bond with people that matter to you, I want you to subscribe to this podcast. I want you to share it with your friends, and I want you to own it. I want you to own that you are a badass. You were born a badass, right? You wouldn't be here otherwise. So no more apologies, and let's discover together what's possible. And if you enjoyed this first episode, please give it a 5-star rating and hop on to the next episode, and I will meet you there. Okay? I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.